But we're now in Christmas countdown. I'll tell you a fact. It's now only 40 days to Christmas Day. Only 40 days. So we're not starting that early. This year, Remembrance Sunday is kind of overlapping into our Christmas series, which feels a bit odd to be kind of transitioning from poppy straight into poinsettias. But it's okay. Now, the poppy that we wear, many are wearing today in the UK, we know it is Remembrance Sunday, is the recognised symbol, of course, of the sacrifice by brave men and women in war and conflict between the nations of the world down through the decades and generations. But we also know, as the Christian church or the believing church, we also have a symbol of sacrifice, and that is the cross of Jesus Christ, which I am much more proud of, to identify with the cross where Jesus laid down his life for me. That, you see, was the ultimate sacrifice, was it not? Not just for the few, but for all mankind. It was like a chastisement that brought us peace, brings us peace today. Scripture says, and with his stripes we are healed. Praise God. And so, yes, I will have to admit with you today, it feels like a little bit earlier and earlier each year. Christmas trees appear in shop windows or in shops, and eventually, as in my house, in living room windows. I want to try and bridge the divide a little bit between this remembrance and this cross. I want us to think again about the greatest sacrifice, when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world, hallelujah, and thank God he did, and laid down his life for you and for me. Aren't you glad he did? Praise God. We speak of symbols, and what comes to my mind, or hopefully what comes to your mind, when we stop and think about the popular symbols of the Christmas season, we of course today talking about the Christmas tree. Who all has a Christmas tree? Listen to this. I'm maybe stretching this a little bit this morning, but go with it. Nobody is really sure when fir trees were first used as Christmas trees. It probably began about 1,000 years ago in Northern Europe. They might have started out as something called paradise trees. In those days, people would hang apples and such things. These were used in medieval miracle plays, acted out in front of churches during the Advent season. The plays that they produced or introduced told the Bible stories in a time where there were very few translations and many Christians or believers could not read. Now, the first person, perhaps, to bring a Christmas tree into a house in the way which we know it today may well have been 16th century German preacher Martin Luther. Why? Because a story is told that one night before Christmas, he was walking through the forest and looking up to see the stars shining through the branches. And he thought to himself, this is so beautiful, that he went home and he told his children that this actually reminded him of Jesus, who left the stars and the splendor of heaven to come down to earth at Christmas time. So Martin Luther, he brought into a tree into his house, and that particular tree he decorated with candles, the candles to represent the stars. As tradition spread at first over the years, a figure of the baby Jesus was put on top of the Christmas tree. Over time, that changed into a star like the wise men saw, or the angel that told the shepherds about Jesus. Yet as believers, we need to acknowledge today that the original Christmas tree, that particular Christmas tree, was not decorated with ornaments or light, but it was the tree that had one light on it only. And that was the light of the world, Jesus Christ himself. Think today on the original Christmas tree that sets us free. How many of us today have been set free? I hope all of us have by this particular time. Sets us free. What set us free? His death on the cross. Sets us free from the curse of sin. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 says this. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we having died to sins might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Is anybody there? Praise God. So the cross will always be the original Christ Mass tree, because Jesus Christ came to earth for the very purpose of giving his life upon that tree at Calvary, the cross. The cross which we are eternally grateful for. The book of Acts says in Acts chapter 10 verse 39, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Let us today briefly think again about the purpose for which God sent his son to that particular tree. Luke chapter 2. Verse 11 and 12 says this, and I love this. I'm getting Christmassy. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Let me see that again. Today, hallelujah. In the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Praise God. He is the Christ. He is the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying there in a manger. The message sent to earth from heaven was this: a Savior has been born to you. Praise God. Savior has been born to me. Listen, the angel said you will find a baby, but the angel did not say God is giving you a baby. We're not going to glamorize this morning. That's not what the scripture says. The message from God was this: I am giving you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Are you getting to know him? Hallelujah. Sometimes, you see, it's not going to happen. Here is it, Pastor Debbie. Sometimes we lose sight of the whole meaning of Christmas. Is that true? We get caught up in all the glamour, and I'm not knocking the fun we have. We are going to have some fun here during the Christmas season at Moss Vale, but at no point will our focus be taken away for he who is the reason of the season, who is Jesus Christ the Lord. That's never going to happen. Throughout this wonderful season, our gaze will remain transfixed upon Christ, our Savior, whom God sent. There's a song that says these words. It uses this term, the unlikeliest hero. I love that. The unlikeliest hero. That is how the song, How Many Kings, refers to him. See, we see the sweet little baby and we forget that Christ's whole reason for coming was to be our Savior, our Redeemer. What is a Savior? A Savior is a rescuer. The pivotal part of being rescued is the cross, where Jesus laid down his life. Everything else round about his life is massively important, but the rescue mission was completed on the cross then 3 days later when the Savior rose again from the dead. Amen. How many serve the risen Savior? How many know our Savior is Christ the Lord, and he's not dead, but he's alive this morning? Hallelujah and praise God. He's a rescuer. He is the delivered. Again, how many of us have been delivered because of the Savior coming into the world? How many of us today know for sure that we have been set free from some of the junk that we've allowed to get into our life, but now our chains are broken because Jesus, the Son of Man, laid down his life, died on a cross, a cruel death for you and I, but 3 days later, hallelujah, the stone's rolled away, he bounces out, says, guys, I'm back again, there's more to do. There's more to do. This is what Christmas is about. Let's not lose the meaning of the season. The Savior, the Rescuer, the Deliverer, the Defender, the Guardian, the Redeemer of sin, the Saver of souls, the One who has brought salvation to my life. Saved because of Him. Let us be reminded today that God, listen to this. Calm down. Listen to this. Let's be reminded that God did not place, I want you to hear this today, God did not place our gift under the tree. God placed my gift on the tree. Are you hearing this? Don't get caught up in everything else. Our gift, the greatest gift, suffered and died for you and I. That is the gift. Christ on the cross is a gift for you and I today. Christmas is really about a Savior. That's what it's about. It's a rescue mission, and therefore we could say the original Christmas tree is the cross. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. And perhaps today for some that seems a little bit graphic for some to imagine, and yet it's so absolutely nothing less than the truth of God's love for you and I in this church. 2,000 years later, it remains the truth. Make no mistake about it. The whole reason for Christmas is that we needed a Savior, not a baby. Am I robbing some of your joy this morning? The gift God gave was not just a beautiful baby, and it was a beautiful baby. And I acknowledge completely that emotion and that peace and joy we get when a child is born or watching a baby sleeping. That's all good, but the gift was not a baby. Praise God. The gift for me, and thank God this was the gift. The gift was a Savior, this Savior, sent to fix broken lives. Hallelujah. Sent to fix the broken lives of the people that God loves and who love God. Lives broken because of their sin, but repaired by the love of God in Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. I wonder, you'll get here eventually. Gail and I are here already with our Christmas decor. But have you ever went to decorate your tree or your fireplace and found out that one of your key ornaments is smashed? I'm going to put a spy camera in my loft, where my Christmas tree goes and my ornaments goes. Because I'm convinced there's some kind of elf-like creature that goes in there every year. Because I beautifully weave my lights every year perfectly. So they just come out in a nice straight line. And I don't know, but in my house, I will spend 2 hours unfangling those wires. And what we've got to discover is who goes in there and touches my Christmas stuff. That is sacred stuff in my house. No one else gets to lay their hands on it. So when that ornament comes out, smashed. And I think, how did that happen? How has that happened? Has Gail been in really early this year and trying to put things up in August and get caught and forced them back in the cupboard and smashed the ornament? What happened? What went wrong? And can that ornament be fixed? Listen to this. In this throwaway world we live in today, does anyone have ornaments they have kept and treasured for years? Is there any sentiment, or has it become all about the show? Does anyone in this room today know anyone who is broken? Listen to this. Just like that ornament. Do we have a daughter or a son or a mother or a father or a friend whose life is broken and needs repaired? Well, aren't we grateful today for Jesus? Aren't we blown away that God sent us a Savior? And that original Christmas tree that brings to us, He who hung it brings to us restoration into those broken lives. Brings back that which was lost, repairs that which was broken. Behold, He makes all things new. See, listen to this. I include myself here. Every one of us has been a broken ornament at some time, and some maybe still are. Are you hearing this today? A precious ornament of God's creation, yet broken because of life choices, because of sin. I want to say this to you today. Rejoice. Rejoice because of Christ's sacrifice on that tree. We are no longer broken, praise God. Why? Because God restores every one of us through Jesus Christ, His Son. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's think just very briefly about this Christmas tree then for a moment. Consider the strength and the life flowing through the trunk of a Christmas tree. Think of the center with all its branches making up the bulk, the fullness, the impact of that tree. Then there was the top of the tree or its pinnacle, its high point, the most celebrated position on the tree. When you think of that, I cannot help but think of Jesus. Listen to this. This is true for you and I of the life of Jesus Christ. We see that life was wrapped up and laid asleep in a manger made of wood, the humble makeshift cradle of Christ's birth, wrapped in swaddling bands and lying in an animal's feeding trough. Then we see the center part of Christ's relationship with us. Amen. Beautiful. His love. His love lavished. His love poured out at the cross where Christ gave His life out to repair my broken life and your broken life. That is the fullness of God's love still yet today for you and I. And then we see the pinnacle, or let's call it the crown. The crown, the high point of God's rule and reign over life and death, that He was not defeated on the tree at Calvary, but that at the cross of Christmas, there He truly showed Himself to be the King of Kings, to be the Lord of Lords. There on the true cross of Christmas, He conquered death and gave the victory to every single person who will stand up and trust Him. Are we trusting Him today? I pray to God that every single one of us are. That's why we can say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to all men, because we know who rules and reigns in our lives today. It is God, the Most High. So today, as we approach Christmas, hallelujah, remember, lest we forget, remember how Jesus came to us in a very humble form. He came as a child. Some might say that was a weak form, but what God was bringing about was anything but weak. It was the strong power of God that was laying there humbly in the manger. Paul said in Philippians chapter 2 verses 7 through 8, He made Himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Hallelujah. Being made in human likeness and found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Dearly beloved today, remember that in order for us to receive God's magnificent mighty power, we must humbly come before Him. We must humble ourselves. We must each of us humbly admit that we are broken because of sin, and that only through God and Christ Jesus can we be put back together again. You see, Jesus came to earth to do the will of God the Father. Amen. Yes, he did. And this is how the Son honored the Father, by direct obedience to God's will. So hear this. Let me try and change your gaze for some this Christmas. As we look at the Christmas tree this year, I hope, I pray, that it reminds you and I of the obedience Jesus had in honoring the Father, even to the point of placing his life on the tree, the cross. And I wonder today, do we honor God with such obedience? Remember the question King Herod would ask by the wise men. Those wise men, as they were on their quest to find Jesus. Listen to Matthew chapter 2. It says, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" Now hear this. They didn't ask, "Where can we find the baby?" That was not the question, because they knew already they were going to find so much more than a baby. They were looking for a king. And I wonder today, on our journey through Christmas, and we focused on all the dressed up part of it, how it's been glamorized, materialized. We got caught up in it. Have we lost our way trying to find the king? And focusing on so many other things. I'm saying, I'm not knocking these things. I'm just saying, make sure we are prioritizing Jesus. Not just at Christmas, but throughout our entire lives. They were looking for a king. You see, Jesus to me remains today the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His is the crown of heaven and earth, because the book of Colossians says to us that he, Jesus, is Lord of all. Stand with me today if you would please. I want to read this scripture to you before we come to the table. I want you to open your hands, your hearts to get this. Because to me, this is the essence of Jesus. This is the essence of Christmas. This is the core of our lives. Colossians 1, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. Amen. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Hallelujah. Jesus wears the heavenly crown. Amen. As ruler over all creation, heaven and earth, and because of Christ's great love for you and I, he sent to you and I a Savior, broken down, crushed as we were. Jesus, through his work on the cross, his death on that tree, hear this, has made you whole again. But only if you have trusted him.